Sojourner, we're trekking in day 6. Maybe you have been with me since day 1. Maybe you're just joining here at day 6, and that's all right. But here's what we're going to be talking about today. Peace. What comes to your mind, or what image do you see when you hear the word peace? That's what we're going to delve into as we walk this out in this part of the blessing and give you peace. What we do here is notice, nurture, and embody soul care in a culture of scarcity, noise, and frenzy. And so that is what you're welcomed into. And anything that we are talking about will always come back to 3 foundational things that you notice in order to nurture, in order to embody, even more earnestly and intentionally. Choose to experience and let go of expectations for why you're here. Expectations can prevent us from seeing what's right in front of us. Our assumptions color what's really there. Sojourner, I want you to practice looking at yourself. Really look at yourself past who you've been told that you are, or who you have believed yourself to be, or the part you have played, the roles that you play, the masks that you wear. Let's remove them. Let's remove the prejudgment and critique one layer at a time that normally attach themselves to those very things. I want you to pause and trace with your hand a section of your body. Maybe your face, maybe your hand, your arm, your legs, maybe your thighs, maybe your belly, your chest, your shoulder. But what I want you to do is allow your hand to trace your holy temple. Welcome her. Welcome her creator and sustainer. Get a keen sense of your embodiment as you untether yourself and discover aspects of drawing in the closeness of who you are and who you are becoming because of who has created you and designed you. It is difficult at times because when we do not notice due to hurry, busyness, avoidance, the lies, or dismissal, we will not be attentive to who we really are. And so that is where we want to begin. Welcome into our day 6 of this 22-day Walk in the Word series. You know, today, I must confess that I have made a very huge error in the reprinting of my Healing in Hell manuscript. And that is that week 6 was not updated. It was not revised. And so what we're doing now is going back to the printing press to make sure we resolve that. So here's what we're going to do. This is just a little disclaimer. If you've already ordered the book, whether you've received it or it's on its way, just know that if it is coming before the date June 26th, which is today,
I believe today is Friday, June 26th. Then it is the version that is not the most correct revised version. And so what you will get, complimentary, as a way to say, pardon me and my flaw, is the actual ebook that will be sent to you automatically. And so what I want to let you know is that although the rest of the book has been edited and updated, human flaws are always there though. Week 6 is not. And I just discovered that today as I delved in week 6 to do my own devotion and saw that it was lacking the new information and new thoughts that I had for this reprint. So there's that. And what I want to say before we get into week 6 is, because of that, what I want to do is just read an excerpt of week 6 so that you can at least today hear and be the first to hear the new updated version of what's week 6 in the book. So not to confuse you, although we're doing it day by day, is our day 6 for today. So let's go ahead and get into "And Give You Peace." I'm reading now. "And Give You Peace" is a phrase that plunges us into a magnificent ethos of the kingdom of light, shalom. Shalom is more about the presence of wholeness and harmony and less about the absence of strife. The root of this Hebrew word literally means to make whole or complete. Unquestionably, the presence of shalom is earnestly connected to rest, Sabbath, or Shabbat. Beyond the calendar, resting rhythms, which addresses a holistic alternation between work and rest in every square inch of all creation. Let's just rest there. Pun intended. One of the things that we find is that this blessing is so full of imagery. It is so full of many layers that when I just choose to focus on one, I realize that in that moment, I'm also choosing not to focus on the many other valid images and realities of the blessing. And that's where you come in as a co-creator, as an architect of this life of grace and blessing, because you are also building upon the work of Yeshua, and you're building upon the work of other shalom makers in the world, myself included. And so what I want this to do is whet your appetite, cause you to go deeper, cause you to excavate beyond where I might take us, because it is the spirit of truth. She is the one that is truly helping us dig and keep on digging, because it is inexhaustible what we will be able to do in that activity. It is just inexhaustible what we will find. And so I want to just give you that as a piece of blessing, even, is to keep digging. There is a dirty work in the digging. It is, because it's earth work. It's the soil of our soul being sorted through and engaged. And that dirty work is, like I said, it's earth work. It's a work of our humanity partnering with divinity. I want to say one more thing, because this part of the blessing, "And give you peace," which is in the updated version that I mentioned, That Hebrew word, give, is soon. Now, I don't go into elaborating on that Hebrew word just simply because of the space. I did not want to cause to be too lengthy in these devotional days. But soon means to put or to place something. It is an image and an expression of rest. Where you put it is where you rest it. And I want us to go back and strand that Hebrew word with where it first appears in the scriptures. Genesis 2:8. That is chapter 2, verse 8. Elohim planted a garden, then put soon Adam or humanity there. When you and I consider that activity, that verb, soon, in the life of the first human, and then we link that to our own humanity, we will begin to look around us and see, where has the beloved put us? Where is that place that we have been placed? Where is that sacred place? And on in that week, I speak about a place that I call, and I want you to hear this because it's also a greeting, Shabbat Shalom. It is a very common greeting that would be exchanged between worshipers on the Sabbath, Shabbat Shalom. But I'm using Shabbat Shalom as a descriptor throughout week 6. And so for us in day 6, I want us to realize that Shalom will always reveal the presence of the sacred space of Sabbath. And in this week, that is what I will be using, the phrase Sabbath Shalom, to describe the all-encompassing compound communion which ushers each of us into a healing birthright, into a blessing. And this is our well-being. It's a well-being that tethers our wholeness, our blessing, our connectivity, our harmony, our prosperity, and completeness to the source, the beloved one, Yeshua, the Lord of the Sabbath, our Prince of Peace. In Hebrew, it's Sar Shalom, and our peace offering. And so one of the things I want us to constantly bear witness to is where Sabbath Shalom has placed us, even in light of strife, even in light of places that are otherwise incoherent and incongruent. I'm going to rest here under this tree and find my breath and let the breath of God in this wind begin to just envelop me. And I invite you to do the same, whether you are walking outdoors, indoors, or internally, or a little bit of all of it. Because I want us to truly recognize, notice where we are already placed in peace, Shalom, Sabbath Shalom, a kind of rest that doesn't ebb and flow, even if our experience with it does, but a kind of rest that is steady in the face of unsteady circumstances and situations that we find ourselves in. All right, Sojourner, I want you to carry on with that word and whatever resonated and move in that liberating truth as we go into our blessing. All right, carry on. We'll end with our blessing, palms up as a symbol of surrender. Adonai bless you and keep you. Say your name. Adonai make his face to shine, smile on you. Say your name. And be gracious to you. Say your name. Adonai turn his face toward you. Proclaim your name and grant you, Andrea. Now you say your name. Shalom. I just want to say one more thing, and that is, I always list clickable links throughout this series for you to have Bible study tools, the resources you can use for your ongoing excavation in the scriptures. All right, carry on, Sojourner.
Share my mom's podcast with your friends.
Jesus is always with your heart, and he loves you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.